out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Ryle.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you late on this Monday. We apologize if you're listening to us live. Technical frickin' problems. But we are streaming at you live from Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit, several minutes after 2 p.m. If you're listening to us live on this Monday, a bit after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where your ear holes be sucking us in. If it ain't that time, then you are listening to us possibly as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes at Stitcher, or at the cool place where cool kids hang out and apparently have some fucking tech problems on occasion. Yes. Crabdiving.com. However you receiveth us, we appreciateth it. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 out on the Eastern Coast live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And you know what? We're going to have tech issues because we don't have little minions running around helping us.
We are minionless. Go to Amazon. Buy shit. Help us out. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. It can help
us. We get
us
a taste.
Maintain, upgrade, eat, drink.
Order us a minion. Send us a minion in the mail.
Yeah, we could go to minions.com.
That's kind of evil. That's like slavery.
Yeah, we could probably go down to one of the storefronts here in town and order a Ukrainian girl shipped.
Not even the good kind of slave, the bad kind of slave.
Bad kind of slave.
Right. Give me a ball gag.
Give us a tweet during the show if you like.
Twat us.
Oh, by the way, our Cramadon. Cramadabladadon. Crabazon sign is our
Crabazon.
Yeah, our Amazon site is.
I like Crabazon, though.
We should get that and just have people go there. Amazon, we go to our portal through crabdiving.com/Amazon, and that'll take you there. It doesn't cost you anything. Tweet us during the show if you like. Got our Twitter stream.
Twat us.
Open and warm for you all at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Yummy.
And you can also sling us a message over at the Facebook machine. You know how to get there. Just go to Facebook and type Crab Diving.
Facebook
will pop up.
Yay.
And so will our network. Like both of the pages. Hey, spread the crabs. Love the crab. We're sneaking up. Excuse me. On 8,000, we're about 74 likes away.
Oh, shit.
So hopefully by the end of the week or whatever.
Any day now, man.
If we get a good...
we could have a third.
Viral post. Yeah, we got... That one we got, I think, a couple hundred likes off of the...
That was so viral.
The one viral post.
That was viral. Kind of that was viral as fuck.
Ironic that it
we
was
viral.
It was a Mapplethorpe picture.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
So, all kinds of shit going on in the world. I mean, it's been an amazing weekend. Just, kind of the status quo of the batshittery and lunacy going on over on the right.
Fuck you.
Trump whining and crying through shenaniganery, but actually not. Cruz ended up winning all the delegates, I guess, in Colorado. And
yay.
Trump is whining and bitching and moaning and crying.
Fuck you.
Saying that he's it's tomfoolery. But what's happening is Trump based his whole campaign on saying horrible shit and getting free media time. And then decided later to put together any kind of like real structure or real staff.
He said staff.
And, meanwhile, Ted Cruz's evil flying monkeys were out setting up the real ground games and setting up knowing that it's not about so much winning over the people in the primaries.
Yes.
It's about winning over the delegates.
Yes.
In fact, there's a story that I saw on about, it might have been Salon or whatever, but that Trump is, you know, coming up with all these shenanigans how to actually win over these delegates. And there are no official rules against bribing.
But
so technically,
isn't there laws against bribing?
Not for this. No,
you can't bribe people.
You can give gifts. You can say, hey, delegates, come down to Mar-a-Lago for a weekend. Play some free golf.
Fuck golf. It's, no, no, no. He's going to go. He wants to be president. Blowjobs all around.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And
Trump's got those blowjob lips.
And or whoever he hires.
Oh, sure.
Conscripts. Speaking of Ukrainian girls.
I heard it's going to be Chris Christie. He's going to have him come down there in that little leather dom outfit. Or sub.
Already stained with orange tinted jizz.
Hey, you closed the bridge. Take a dick. What's the big deal? hey, Chris, I'm going to need you to come down to Mar-a-Lago and take a few dicks. I want to be president.
Do you think Chris Christie just right now, I mean,
he's sad,
is realizing the errors of his ways at all? Do you think he...
Him and his big moopy boobs are sad.
I think he may be sad.
He's moose knuckle sad. He can't take it. I think, you know, have we heard from him lately? Has he been out stumping? Has he been out stumping for that guy? I think not. I think he's, for the most part, embarrassed. I think he's embarrassed, right? He's at home hiding.
He hasn't been. I haven't seen him recently, to be honest with you. But then Trump was laying low over the weekend. Right. It was the first Sunday that he didn't at least try to call in to the chat shows. Or to
those cunts on MSNBC, the Morning Joe,
even
those
Morning
losers.
Joe.
God.
Well, and fewer of the media sites will accept his phone calls now.
Why?
They're like,
why
you
are
gotta
they being
come in.
Such pussies?
Because it's it's been 24/7 Trump. He's had how many hundreds and hundreds, thousands of hours of coverage for free? What'd they say? A couple $1 billion they figured worth of free media. Not or a billion worth of free media.
We run this, I mean, political campaigns are ran like reality shows. They're putting the most entertaining thing on their fucking quote-unquote news networks. All of them.
Right.
It's such garbage. But I mean, when CNN, when they throw a Trump speech up, I'll watch. I'll watch.
Oh, sure, me too.
Because it's like a politician trying to appeal to a bunch of angry wolves. It's entertaining. It's like he's just throwing raw meat out to a bunch of idiots.
Well, and I've even heard sane people who have gone to a Trump rally just, you know, for the spectacle of it. And they're even like, they're like, I don't know. There's something about it. There's something about the scary group atmosphere that people like. There's something it wakes up your lizard brain or something.
Oh, it speaks to your inner moron,
your primal tribal brain or something. That
it inspires you. It makes you want to put on a Klan robe.
Yeah. That suddenly you're like, yeah. Wow, I don't like brown people either.
Oh, geez, you know what? I'm going to go help build that wall. You know, he fucked up. You know what he should have done? He said, I'm going to get Mexico to pay for that wall. He said, you know what? If we want a wall, let's all get together, lunatics. Let's all build it. Why don't they get the Minutemen together to build the wall instead of walking around the border with guns?
Right.
Why don't they give him shovels and bricks and mortar?
Well,
get to work, idiots.
Because that's real work. It's more fun to sit around, drink beer, and you know, play target practice with brown people.
How are they going to build that wall? How are they going to build that wall without illegal labor? You know,
right.
Really?
How are they going to do a lot of things that Americans don't want to do?
Yeah,
they keep saying, "Oh, Americans will do those jobs." It's just, it's not.
No, they won't.
It's just not. That's just not accurate. It's
no
just,
one's going to do the job of building the wall.
Did you see the Boston Globe put out a cover, like a fake interior cover, fake front page for the Sunday Boston Globe.
Yes.
That says Sunday, April 9th, 2017. As if a Trump presidency has been going for a year. Whoops. The headlines say deportations to begin. No. President Trump calls for tripling of ICE force, ICE, the immigration cunts and
cunts.
Enemas force.
Enemas.
Riots continue.
Okay.
Curfews extended in multiple cities. These are the different sub-headlines on the front page. Markets sink as trade war looms. I mean, these are the things that if Trump's policies... First of all, would he even be able to get any of this shit done? But if he did, look at what the Boston Globe is predicting would happen. It would be in a year's time, it's going to be mayhem. There's riots in the street. There's curfews.
What about a military coup?
There's markets.
I mean, that's not crazy to think that. What if Trump was found himself the victim of some military coup and uprising to take him out of office? Because those generals are saying this. They're saying we're not going to commit crimes against war crimes. We're not going to go against the Geneva Conventions. We'll just resign.
Well, right.
We're not going to torture people.
I think it was on MSNBC. The head of the CIA, who his name is John Brennan, CIA director John Brennan. He said in an interview that it's been found illegal, and even if an incoming president were to say start waterboarding, he said we were not going to do that. We don't do that anymore.
They don't want to go to The Hague. They don't want to be tried for war crimes. And maybe they just don't want to fucking do it because maybe they're decent people. Who knows?
And so Brennan said that he would not carry out this waterboarding with the waterboarding torture of any kind, that you know, we're better than that and stuff like that. It's been found. Plus, it doesn't work. It's been shown that it doesn't work. You can't tell these dummies that at all. Yeah. We were arguing with one of these idiots on our Facebook page about, well, how do you think we got Osama bin Laden? And I went digging and found that, guess what? On all the right wing nut job sites, they have these stories about how a couple of analysts said they think that the waterboarding of Sheikh Khalid or somebody's waterboarding
led to finding
bin Laden or some bullshit like that. Then, you know, if you look it up, it's just not the case. There's
research, right?
Yes. There's looking a significant amount of articles that say that ain't the case.
Do you think Barack Obama, because he's the one that killed Osama, do you think when he's sitting in the Oval Office, he's like, you know what, guys? Give the CIA a call and have a messenger over some of those fucking spreadsheets. I'm going to have a look at it myself. I'm pretty good with Excel, search functions.
Oh, sure.
He looked at it. I don't know, man. He's kind of a nerd. He's a policy wonk.
Don't we have a problem with the CIA and shenaniganery? And that's part of the problems that...
What's happening?
Weren't they not that long ago caught spying on senators?
Oh my god.
Like our own people and shit. There's all kinds of bullshit.
Why are they spying on our senators, our lawmakers?
Don't ask me, because freedom.
Why could you imagine if you had to spy on like Louis Gohmert? Could you imagine like how boring that would be? I mean, at first you're like, oh, it's kind of funny because he's a big goof.
Yeah.
But really you spy on him and you find out, God, all he does, he goes to work, doesn't really do anything. He gets on a microphone, he'll have a press conference, where he'll scream, he'll be about like asparagus, asparagus, asparagus. His usual shit that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Don't cast aspersions on my asparagus.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, you fucking redneck. Then he goes home, he sits in some easy chair, watches, who the fuck knows, Hee Haw, the country music channel, and then his fat ass goes to sleep in his little redneck bed. And that's all he fucking does.
Yes. Can I borrow your mouse? Spare mouse from your other computer for a second. I'm noticing with this the laptop setup, and I've got the other computer hooked with the optical mouse, that it's not the optimal setup.
Don't you wish
to
we
try
had
to use the touchpad?
Underlings we could yell at.
Yes.
We need an intern.
Why isn't this working?
God damn it. Get the droid back in here.
There we go. So much better.
Yes.
The crab diving show gets so much easier.
Yay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have anything against touchpads, but they're just not great for everything.
They suck total ass.
They're not great for everything.
I fucking hate them.
So the Donald.
Fuck you, Bill Gates. Did he invent the touchpad, or was that the late, great Steve Jobs? Which one?
I don't know who invented the touchpad. So,
we should
according
waterboard
to
that guy, whoever invented the touchpad needs to be waterboarded.
So we were waiting for a response. Yes. When we heard this morning, we were talking offline about
crab diving offline.
We can't wait to hear what the Trump response is going to be to Brennan.
Fuck you.
And his wanting to not waterboard people.
Eat my dick.
And sure enough, this morning he was asked about it.
Traitor.
And as you would think.
Fuck you.
You're not all that far.
I imagine what are the masses that support these? What are the Trumpalos saying? Fuck him. His head on a pike. Waterboard him. You got to protect the fucking country.
Well, right. You're a pussy. You're a big pussy.
Is that what that person called Ted Cruz, a pussy?
Yes. Yeah, at a Trump concert. It's a Trump
concert. At a Trumpalo event. Someone called Ted Cruz a pussy, and Donald Trump praised that person.
So this was on, I think he may have been on Fox and Friends.
Fuck you.
This morning.
Blee.
And they're saying that he called what Brennan had to say.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
It's simply ridiculous. And he went into the usual bullshit.
Yes.
About, everything you kind of just said, freedom and protection.
Yes.
And his usual...
Was he furiously masturbating?
I'm trying to fire up the video here.
Oh, shit, man.
As it's happening.
We need an Ewok.
But he was on with Fox and Fiends this morning.
Eat me.
And, oh, the clip is too long anyway.
Oh,
so he
everyone.
Said, they chop off heads. They drown people in cages. With 50 in a cage, big steel, heavy cages, drop them right in the water, drown people. And we can't waterboard? We can't do anything. You know, we're playing on different fields. Yes, Donald,
yeah,
we are.
We are.
We are. And we're supposed to be proud of that.
We're not terrorists.
Right.
We are not fucking terrorists.
Right. Shining city on a hill. Didn't St. Ronnie say that bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
The shining city on the hill.
Oh, yes. Let me put all the black people in jail. For the crack that the CIA put in this fucking country.
That's how you make it shining to those people.
Yes.
He said, can you imagine these ISIS people sitting around and eating, talking about this country won't allow waterboarding, and they just chopped off 50 heads?
Yay!
So they're sitting around having Mai Tais, in his view. The ISIS are sitting around laughing at America. Like, oh, let's chop off another head, and the Americans won't even waterboard.
You know, like, isn't this...
They want us to waterboard.
Yeah, yeah, and the problem is complicated. It feels like it's not something that can be solved by, like, a little soundbite. You're going to jizz out on some fucking stump speech to your idiot Trumpalo supporters. The truth is, don't you think the solution to ISIS, whatever the fuck it is going to be too complicated for his dickhead supporters to even... begin to comprehend they're stupid.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on there. I mean,
none of those people voting for Trump should be able to vote. We just can't have stupid people punching ballots.
So he's dismissing the and now the thing is that the no waterboarding, no torture stuff was an executive order from Barack Hussein.
Yes.
And then so Trump could go in and un-executive order that. And then he could also fire Brennan.
Yeah, yeah.
And get a new CIA guy who, you know, think looks a little less poorly on waterboarding and torture. Like fucking Ashcroft back when Cheney walked up to him and said, find a way that this is going to be legal.
Great. Jesus. Awesome, man.
Find a way we can pretend this is legal. Darth Cheney said.
Yeah. Can we not have any more evil assholes making decisions on behalf of the people for the government? I mean, can we just not have that? I think the military, if Trump is elected, I'll make a prediction.
God.
There will be a military coup. America will not put up for his shenanigans. And the coup will be led by Cory Booker in charge of a column of the big gay army.
I'm sure the military loves Cory Booker.
Why wouldn't they? He's in good shape. He's a boxer. He fights.
I think the military leans towards
Trump.
More conservative. Not towards Trump, but towards the more war hawkish, don't you think?
Yes.
They want to. The military wants to military.
Which doesn't make any sense, because you would think the military would rather not military, because the people that get fucked up when your military is...
Here we go. Do you want to hear the Donald?
Yes, I do. Of course.
Here's the Donald on Fox and Fiends this morning.
They drown people in cages with 50 in a cage, in big steel heavy cages, drop them right into the water, drown people. And we can't waterboard, and we can't do anything, and, we're playing on different fields, and we have a huge problem with ISIS, which we can't beat, and the reason we can't beat them is we won't use strong tactics, whether it's this or other things. So I think is...
That's the reason we don't beat them, is because we won't torture them, and we won't carpet bomb, and we won't drop, a tiny little nuke here and there.
Didn't we do that already? Didn't we have a whole 8 years of doing that kind of bullshit, and, did it work?
Yeah, how well did that go?
No, wait, it actually didn't work. It created ISIS.
Correct.
Sort of.
Yes.
God, fuck everyone.
There was another thing I saw not that long ago about just how, what a real shit show the whole Iraq war thing created. I mean, Saddam Hussein was not a wonderful dude, but... he was the butt plug to a massive backup of heinous diarrhea.
Yes. Well, we talked about that on Thursday's show when lawyer and comic Becky Kluger was in. When Saddam got killed, he supposedly was protecting Iraq's gay community.
Oh, right. I didn't know that at all. That he kind of protected them and didn't. He was very secular.
Yeah. And then the fundamentalist rolled in and killed him all, right?
I mean, he was a dictator. But he was very secular. He wasn't an atheist. He didn't subjugate religion. He used it to his advantage, but he was religious. He was a Muslim.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He didn't. I mean, I don't think it was probably great to be gay in Iraq, but nonetheless, it didn't seem like it was. They're not throwing them off the roof like they do
it's
now.
Better. It's better than, I'm sure it was better than it is now.
Right. It's probably like Alabama now.
Bunch of fundamentalists. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny. If you want to create an Alabama, go to someplace like Iraq, bomb the living fuck out of it, light all their infrastructure on fire. Bam, you got Alabama.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, what's that perv doing, that governor in Alabama, Bentley?
That narrows it down.
Is he still in office, feeling people up?
I believe that Bentley has been, that they're starting these impeachment procedures. I think they were saying they were looking into impeaching his fucking ass.
Oh, man.
So I guess we'll have to see about that.
Thad, God, if you were him, wouldn't you just fucking resign?
Yeah.
Give me the fuck out
at some
here,
point, but these guys, they don't get it. They don't, they can't comprehend that. You know, they're megalomaniacs and they think that they're going to be able to withstand anything. I don't think you could be clean getting that high in office, right? I mean, unless you're a one timer just out of the blue. But
Bill Clinton, I mean, you got to say Bill Clinton weathered a huge like sex scandal and came out on top. Definitely not the bottom.
Came out on the top of the part of the dress.
Yeah. But I mean, he wasn't shunned from government. You see his ass everywhere.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Right.
I wonder why that is. I mean, is it because he's a fucking, you kind of expect that from Slick Willie, from Bubba?
Yeah, I guess the bar is low.
Goddamn charming. Yeah.
He's so in trouble, though.
Why? Because all this shit? This is nothing. This is nothing. No, he stored a stogie inside someone in the Oval Office.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
I'm talking about last week.
Yeah, but this isn't that bad.
Well, it's not that great. Bill Clinton was speaking... at, I don't know which state, they might be in New York now because everybody's kind of gearing up for New York.
Oh, yes.
At this moment. And he was getting heckled pretty significantly. And they were yelling out things about his past shenaniganry.
Yes.
As far as, you know, the tough on crime 90s bullshit that he was part of. Now, you know, a lot of people today are saying, well, you know, we got to forgive them a little bit.
Right.
Because that was the culture at the time. And even the significant amount of African-American evangelicals, a lot of the preachers.
Right.
And a lot of representatives of the black community were all for it also. Now, the end result is the mass incarceration of more citizens in this country than China.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah, that's not goodish. And and brown. They're all brown.
I mean, this is the difference between the Hillary campaign and Bernie.
One of them, yeah.
It's a big difference. Yeah. I mean, there's some big difference between those two. And to say, like,
Hillary, he wants to stop private prisons altogether.
Yeah.
And she
doesn't give a fuck.
Go that far.
And you know why? And you know why? Hey, listen, and I'm not being a Bernie bro by saying this. I bet she's taking money from some of those fucking people that make money off those fucking prisons. Maybe it doesn't mean much to a bunch of liberal white ninnies who they don't, you know, we don't have a ton of people in jail. But what if you did?
Right.
That would be it's hard. God, it's hard to not be, just to not want to vote for Hillary because of that reason.
Because
that's a huge thing. We've got Bernie who says he wants to change how the prison system is ran in this country.
Right.
And Hillary doesn't give a shit.
Well, they're spinning that bullshit about that he won't, you know, I mean, from the Bernie fans' standpoint, it's kind of the opposite of Barack Obama's "Yes, we can." It's
right.
They make jokes about Hillary's campaign being "No, we can't."
Well, that's what it was, and that's what it is now.
And instead of Hopi Changey, she's all "Let's be realistic."
She's fear.
Let's be realistic.
She's fear.
Which there's something to be said for realism, but also we've talked about this a bunch of times. I don't necessarily buy into the fact that Hillary is going to have an easier time accomplishing shit than Bernie Sanders would.
I don't think so either.
Given the obstruction of the twentage of the other side. Now, if we luck out and they're decimated in this next election because of the heinous candidates they're running, then maybe we'll take the Senate back. That's looking not that bad, actually. But, I mean, you know, if a miracle happens and we got the House back, I don't think it's going to happen. But or just chop away at their lead even more, then maybe she'll be able to get a little bit more done. But I just don't see it happening.
Is Elizabeth Warren going to endorse her?
I think Elizabeth Warren's waiting for if she's smart, she's probably waiting for the convention.
Yeah, but, you know, she made the Dodd-Frank speech, and she's really put herself out there for this Wall Street reform. How would she then go and endorse some candidate who doesn't seem to be that interested in
Because the other side is Donald Trump.
Well, I know,
or
but
Ted Cruz.
But what about her integrity? I mean, you can't laugh
she says,
at her.
Look,
I mean, that's
we disagree on this. I'm going to work at my hardest to change her mind on this issue. We agree on everything else.
Right.
We agree on guns and women's rights and black rights and stuff like that, but we disagree on that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd rather see Jill Stein win the presidency and be able to pass all of the Green Party's agendas.
But it's kind of a shame because it's like we do have a candidate, a progressive, that could beat whoever is going to run on the Republican side. I feel like Bernie could beat any of them.
Seems like it, according.
And he's a bigger progressive than Barack, right?
Right.
So why can't we have that? Oh, it's so frustrating.
Although,
I mean, it seems like a real fuck up to settle for somebody who's not as progressive, who's less progressive.
Right.
We don't need a moderate in this fucking country.
But we absolutely don't need to be sent back to the dark ages.
That's bullshit, though. That's fear.
If either side I present to you George W. Bush again.
Right.
Set us back.
Well, people, listen, if Hillary's the nominee, of course I'm going to vote for her. Everybody's going to fucking vote for
right.
her. It's just a shame.
It's not great.
It's a fucking shame.
Right. But that's, you know, I mean, sadly, right now, the way things work, baby steps instead of we need big
steps. But
that's
steps. A step backwards.
I don't know.
Hillary
I don't
is
think
a
Hillary
step
is
backwards
a step.
From Barack.
Maybe. It depends. I mean, with... It depends on how much of this populism and how much of the Bernie movement washes off on her and how much she's got to realize, like with this crime. I mean, she's changing her tune. She was out saying, you know what, at the time we thought it was the right thing to do. Now we know it wasn't the right thing to do with the being tough on crime and three strikes and you're out and mandatory minimums. And if you're black, get them off the street. If they've got weed in their hand, get them.
Imagine if she was in a primary with somebody less progressive, somebody who was more of a centrist or moderate than she was. She would be a totally different candidate.
Right. I mean, what's his name? Martin O'Malley, who did his first interview last week with Rachel Maddow. And he, you know, he was pretty lefty. I mean, he's pretty liberal on most things, and he even called her out. He was very anti-war, and he's pretty anti-Wall Street, too. Not as much as Bernie. I would have put him between Bernie and Hillary as far as, you know, total lefty kind of pinkos. But he would have been an interesting... It would have been just him if Bernie hadn't gotten into it, right? Her and that... who's that loony... The guy who's basically Republican, Jim Webb.
Oh, yes. Is he in Montana or something?
I think he's like Pennsylvania. I want to say like he's like Northeast for some reason. I could be wrong. But he is like, I mean, you listen to him talk. He sounds like, but he's socially.
He's from Virginia.
Virginia.
I don't know why I thought.
Social liberal. He's one of these rare. Social liberal fiscal conservatives that basically has no place in the Republican Party now. He joined Democrats.
I thought you were going to say in the real world.
Oh, look,
I have the right. Oh, you're going to give gay people the right to be married and then to make $8 an hour minimum wage. Oh,
that's right.
It's
exactly.
Fucking Jim Webb. Welcome to the party. Part of being. God, you can't let people starve to death, but then give them. How do you square being socially liberal but fiscally conservative? I don't get it.
Well, you have to define fiscal conservatism
one is the
too,
other, right?
And I mean, none of us want deficits. Although, if you want to argue
so
Keynesian economics, the best thing to do at a time of recession is to run a deficit, but you can't tell them that. That's what, I don't know, the guy named Roosevelt did to get us out of the depression.
Yeah.
Like right now, you run a deficit to raise jobs, to get the infrastructure going. And that would then, that's how you do your fucking trickle down. You create jobs.
Right.
And then the jobs, see, I think from the government trickle down works a little bit because the government can create those jobs. And then those people spend money,
right?
On your fucking widgets.
Running at a deficit. I mean, it's not like the government is a company. They aren't trying to put out widgets and make a profit every year. What we should want to do is keep people from starving.
Well, there you go.
And fuck the deficit. Oh, we have a deficit. Okay,
right.
No
Maybe
one's
have
starving.
Clean air.
Yeah.
Maybe not drink tainted water.
Oh,
maybe.
Look, our country is so profitable. I'm starving
for a few.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
The country's very profitable for a few.
Yeah. Right.
We talked about on Thursday's show, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Yay.
The mining dick wad whose company basically just said, you know, fuck the rules, fuck the regulations, fuck your inspections. It's going to cost us too much money for these safety features.
Right.
And then ended up killing 30 people, something like that, or whatever.
Yeah,
there was an explosion.
It. Whatever. They and make money? Did they make money that year?
He gets a year in jail.
Ooh.
A little slap on the wrist. Year in jail. Some black kid plucked off the street named Freddie Gray taken off the street for nothing.
He's dead.
Or a, what'd they say? They had a, some kind of knife on him that they say, but they had no reason to, he just ran from them, right? The cops were there. Yeah. He ran, they chased him. And then when they caught him, they found a knife on him. And that's what they, that's why they arrested him. And then they broke his neck in the back of the paddy wagon.
Nice. You said paddy. I can't say paddy. Please apologize to your Irish family.
I do. I have to send a card of apology to Lawrence O'Donnell.
No, 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 no. Wait, you can say that, right? Because you are Irish. I cannot say that.
I don't think, I think it's not a good word. Well, I don't, what do you mean? I don't give a fuck. I just say paddy wagon.
Right. Well, that's because, you know, I feel like I can say
because I'm a racist pig?
No, we're not evolved.
Against it, we're not evolved?
Yeah.
Lawrence, what we're talking about is Lawrence O'Donnell one night was talking about how we
MSNBC
shouldn't use
host.
The term, we shouldn't use the term paddy wagon.
Right.
Because it's casting aspersions on the Irish. Because
my asparagus.
Back in the early 1900s when the Irish were considered the lowest of the low, slightly above black people, but not much, they... You know, used to throw, they had rough neighborhoods.
Yeah, it's
and
hard.
They would send the police right. wagons, and they would be full of Irish people, so they would be the paddy wagon.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that, and I understand. There's, I mean, people have been racist against the Irish, you know.
Yeah, or whatever you call it.
Well, it's not racist, right? Are the Irish people, are they a race?
No.
Well, then how can you be racist against them?
It's a national... Xenophobic. Yeah, xenophobia. Yeah. Nationalism.
But, like, it's hard to listen to a white guy, especially a white guy like Lawrence O'Donnell, talk about racism against white people or xenophobia on his own fucking television show. Okay, listen, I...
Yeah, I was finding it a little hard to bring up my outrage about
that. And I'm not
one.
Saying he's wrong. I'm not saying
right.
It just looks fucked up, Lawrence. You look like a douche. No offense.
The Irish got better for the most part. They're not, their status climbed up the ladder a little bit here in America. Man. Now it's black people and Muslims and Mexican-y people.
Oh, right.
Anything browner than white.
Than me.
Right. So Bill Clinton was heckled in Philadelphia.
Yes.
On Thursday, Black Lives protesters. I don't know if that they were even officially affiliated with the movement. I think yes. They're just protesters. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I heard. They started yelling, holding up signs, and one of the terms that they're worried about was, you know, they coined that term super predators
super
back then. These,
yeah.
Which basically meant these black guys who are, there's nothing you can do with them. They're so damaged and destroyed and sociopathic and evil that you have to pluck them off the street and put them away forever and ever and ever.
Right. They're like a big giant demon.
Right.
Like Michael Brown.
So instead of going after the cultural and systemic and economic problems that create the super predators.
No, you.
And the systemic racism and all that.
I don't want to know why. I don't want to know why anything happens.
Then, you know, we go after the symptom and not the cause.
Right.
He said, Bill Clinton yelled, "I don't know how you would characterize the gang leaders who got 13-year-old kids hopped up on crack and sent them out in the street to murder other African-American children. Maybe you thought they were good citizens. She didn't."
Hopped up on crack.
Well, yeah, you know, I
Bill,
think this
you
is
sound
where
like a fucking asshole.
You're sounding like you're 70-something years here, Bill. Or late 60s, 70. He might be 70. Yeah, maybe Bill needs to amp it down. It's been great seeing all the memes and cartoons of Bill Clinton in various states of restraint with ball gags and Hannibal Lecter masks and all the cartoons and memes making. Because really, you know, how do you think, first of all, they're never in the same room together. When are they
Hillary
ever in
and
the
Bill?
Same room together? Yeah.
When they're banging.
But... and the, but I mean, that first phone call, do you think they even talk? There was one report I heard where they said that they mostly communicate through their staff.
You know, man,
like they have my staff talks to your staff.
I've had relationships end based on you couldn't find parking at night when you're trying to go home. Like just finding parking. I've had horrendous fights. I don't even know why they happen. Just looking for an open parking space in a crowded neighborhood, and that causes so much friction that you just start hating the person. I don't even know why. Now that's just parking.
Okay. You're talking about you got to deal with Syria
governorship. Right. He was the governor. I mean, getting elected governor, his whole political career. And you want to think about if they're having sex now? He ran for president twice. The Monica Lewinsky scandal, all that shit. You think all the scar tissue between them or whatever? They hate each other. I'm just saying there's no fucking way at this point those two don't hate the living shit out of each other. Unless they're like,
don't you think
they're squirting?
Don't you think they're like House of Cards?
I think it would be easier for Bill to bring about peace in the Middle East than to get Hillary to have an orgasm.
Oh, Jesus
Easy.
Christ. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no way. There's no fucking way. They hate the shit out of each other. But I think there's a fact, but they like maybe working as a political team.
Right.
They like the power, the allure. They want to create like a fucking dynasty. They want to leave their mark. They're fucked up in that way,
well,
I guess.
But she went and done all that work, you know, because they've been talking to her about that. The Black Lives Matter people have been calling her out, and some other black activists have been saying, well, you know, this, you supported your husband's agenda at the time, and you defended it, and she did use the term super predators to describe in a 1996 speech about the crime bill, which is one of her husband's at that time signature achievements.
Yeah.
And that's the one that really kind of started the ball rolling with if it's brown, lock it down.
Right. That's fucking horrible.
But he did have the, you know, Bill's defending it. He said that there was a major decline in crime after that and that he had the support of many black leaders at the time. I don't know. Who knows?
Have the support of many black leaders at the time because he went to these black leaders and say, hey, if you support this heinous bill, I'll give you this or I won't release these pictures. Who knows what evil shit went on behind the scenes? I mean, do you think it was all kumbaya? The guy, fuck no.
But she's done all this work answering those questions and saying, you know, at the time, it was the culture of the time was we were going, you know, we were tough on crime. Everybody wanted to be tough on crime. And she said that, you know, now that maybe that's not the way to go and that we need reform.
Right.
Although she hasn't said she would stop privatization of prisons,
which is the whole problem, right?
It's,
I mean, that's
a big one.
The whole fucking problem. You're treating these fucking prisons like a goddamn Best Western.
It's a significant.
They want occupancy.
One. Yeah, there's private prisons are nuts. There's a, I think it's the Young Turks. I can't think of her name.
See, that's how fucking liberal politicians string the ninnies along. She's pushing it in the right direction when she could do more. But she doesn't. Why?
Well, there's
fucking with us,
right? Because now there's people saying, "Well, you're going too far left. Bernie is crazy, offering all that free stuff. Look at all the dummies following Bernie and all his free shit."
Imagine if you've got relatives caught in this prison system for fucking stupid ass drug charges. Right. Do you think it's stupid, the thing he wants?
But so what Bernie wants is like, well, let's pass a little tax on these transactions in Wall Street, and that'll pay for the free
college.
College.
Great.
Let's get Medicare for all.
Perfecto.
And by negotiating the deals and lowering all the prices, guess what's going to happen?
Yes.
We're going to save money. That's
but
where
that's not
come
an,
from.
That's not a.
And those are big.
Yes.
But Hillary wants to pass equal pay for women. How are you going to? That's big. How are you going to get that done? How is she going to get that done? Nobody is saying
that's insane.
That, you know, it's still, I think, that myth of that she's going to get things done better than he is. I think the difference is where I like Bernie and I would think he would be a good president in that I want him up there screaming 24/7. And that's what he does best and has done for 30 fucking years.
It's what Obama should have done from day fucking one. Instead of working with those lunatics.
That's what we thought. That's what all the super libs who are slightly disappointed with Barack's performance. I mean, he wasn't perfect. There's a lot of Barack defenders out there. I think he's a great president.
Yeah.
I think there's shitty that I disagree with. The drones, obviously.
Sure.
The NSA up in our starfish. The what he does to the press, his administration has been heinous in shutting down access to press and things like that. And that shit's got to go bye-bye.
Right.
Going after Snowden, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just stuff I don't agree with.
Well, it hasn't been
perfect,
right.
But I'm not the president.
Yes.
If I were the president, then that's all the shit I would have done. But who knows what you can get done, too, with the House of Twents that has been opposing him. We're going to make sure that Barack Obama is
the
president.
I just think it's settling, you know, and there's no reason to. There's no reason. We don't have to settle this time. We can have Bernie.
No, we don't, but we might have to.
But it's
if he doesn't win the nomination,
yeah.
We have to settle for Hillary.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is terrifying.
Well, yeah, and I don't think, I'm not saying I'm going to vote for, it doesn't matter who I vote for. I live in California and in LA. It doesn't fucking matter. I could light my hair on fire on election day. It doesn't make a fucking difference.
It's unlikely the Republican's going to win California.
Dumbass, stupid system. I don't know. It's such the thing with liberals, man. You just get strung along and strung along. They could do more, but they don't. I don't know why.
So Bill said that in his attempt, he's now come out over the weekend and said that in his attempt to vigorously defend his wife, that he thinks both he and the protesters ended up talking past one another.
Oh, God. You know what, Bill?
You said some shitty things, Bill.
Yeah. The other thing is, do you think he forgets sometimes that he's an old white guy from the fucking South? And he's got to check yourself,
well,
dude.
Well, yeah, and they may have considered him the first, quote, black president because he was more... And you know, things did... They did try to champion things for black people in some aspects. But again, during his administration, the crime bill, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, again, did Bill Clinton advance the super liberal agenda that I would love to see implemented in the United States of America? No. Pieces? Yeah. Was he shitty on some things? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Barack did a lot more.
Yes.
I think society has helped with the whole gay marriage and stuff.
Is Bill Clinton a liability to the Hillary Clinton campaign? Your thoughts?
Yeah.
I mean, in general, not just on this end, but in general. Is he a help or a hindrance?
I think with the black vote, you can't. It's hers to lose. You know what I mean? Like, people are supporting Hillary. That's the whole thing, is they're saying that Bernie's support is all white. White liberals love Bernie, but he can't win with minorities and with African Americans specifically.
Bernie can't.
Right.
But why?
But his numbers have been going up with that.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. And at least she's got that that pretend cred.
Yeah.
Of the Clinton, we love black people cred.
Right. And she's using that bullshit.
Whether
line
it's true or not.
Yeah. Like, he's not going to be able to do anything. Why would you want to buy into this kind of hope? The same thing she did with fucking Barack Obama. Remember that line she said? What do you think? Barack Obama's going to be president and all of a sudden the clouds are going to part. The heavens are going to rain down and there's going to be... She did the stupid voice.
Right. And she had a point. But then shame on Barack for not doing what he did the last year, which is to say, fuck you assholes in Congress. I got to do what I can without you. You know what I mean? And get out to the public. Use that bully pulpit to rally the people. But
Hillary is like shitting on people's hopes and what they want.
There's just so many racists out there too.
Yes.
That I don't see how he could have gotten a lot more done in the world. I mean,
you're right. That's true. I mean, you know, there's the racism thing. There's also the lunatics out there that think he's not a legitimate president because he's from Kenya. And then there's a people that, like Alex Jones, think that he is actually satanic because there's lots of flies following him around.
It's so ridiculous.
That's insane.
So batshit crazy, Alex Jones.
God, I forgot about that for a second.
Yeah, fly, you know, how many videos are there where the fly lands on him? You know what they say in Bullshiticus 69? When a fly landeth on a guy, it meaneth he's demon possessed. Yeah.
And he had this fucking conversation with Tucker Carlson. Is that right? About the flies?
I think it was.
God.
I think it was.
I mean, neither one of those guys are mainstream, but it is disturbing. They do have a following, don't they? Both of those assholes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Tucker and Alex Jones.
Tucker's got the Daily Caller website.
Okay.
And Alex has a lot of people watch his shit. Yeah,
he sells that gold coins, too. And
I'm hoping a lot of people watch his show kind of like we do, you know, I mean, just for train wreck.
Yeah.
Do you think he's really got believers
that you didn't drive through Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida?
There is that.
You remember those states?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I'm saying.
We've got a little crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up
here a story that we would usually have on Faithless Friday. We didn't have a Faithless Friday.
Yay.
But
we took it off. It was a good Friday.
It was a bad Friday. Bad technology Friday. We had talked about a lawsuit that was filed in Fayette County, Indiana.
Fuck you, boy!
A little while back. That turns out being the second lawsuit in a couple of years against a state trooper who has been pulling people over, gives you your ticket or gives you your warning.
Okay.
And then starts asking you if you have been saved.
Oh, my God.
Where'd he go to church? Do you know Jesus Christ is your savior?
I'm a Satanist. I mean, what do you say to that? You know what you say if you're in the South? And I listen, I'm sorry to say this to all you atheist, non-believing ninnies that listen to this show. Thank you so much. But you have to just say yes, because these cops in the South are scary. They're scary rednecks. Big, fat, thick necks.
So 2 years ago, Trooper Brian Hamilton of the Indiana State Police. This is a state trooper.
Fuck you.
Was sued 2 years ago after another woman said that he stopped her, let her off with a warning, and then started in on the whole Jesus-y thing.
Oh, my God.
The driver in that case, you know, they're saying, well, the argument was, well, he was done with his policing transaction and had then turned into a regular citizen expressing his First Amendment rights to preach and witness to her. Normal people were saying, dude still has a uniform on.
Right.
The lights are still going on his car. You're still stopped.
Okay.
Even though you are officially, okay to go. Obviously you still feel compelled to sit there until the trooper is done speaking.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. And it's intimidating.
And even,
the guy can fuck your life up.
She said that, she said the driver in that case felt she was unable to leave or refuse questioning because the trooper handed her a pamphlet.
Yes.
Asked her to acknowledge her sinful nature.
Oh, my God. Admit that you're a sinner.
Well, you know, we all need to admit we're sinners. She said she also felt, like you just said, she felt compelled to say that she attended church, even though she doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's an on-duty law enforcement officer.
You just want this, you know what, when shit like this happens, you just want the episode to be over. You want it to be over as quickly as possible.
Right.
I don't want to explain to some yokel why I don't believe in his stupid fucking
Have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I just did. Funny you ask.
What's your favorite Bible verse? I love both of them. Yeah.
All of them. All the Bible verses.
I love that 2 Corinthians.
I love the one about the mixed fibers that if you wear them, you'll burn in hell forever. Yeah, I love that one.
So that case was settled In other words, that woman got money.
Hell yeah, baby.
Court documents showed that the trooper, Hamilton, was ordered to stop promoting his religious beliefs while on the job.
You fucking idiot. What a simpleton, man.
So now it happened again, not that long ago.
With the same dude?
Now a Fayette County woman said she was pulled over. He let her off with a warning, then asked what church she went to, whether she had been saved.
My God.
She said that she answered yes to both questions because, guess why? It's almost your exact words. She was uncomfortable. She wanted the traffic stop to end.
Yes.
She wanted this to stop and was just going to say whatever she needed to make the man with the gun go away.
You know, it's funny. You always want that conversation to end, no matter what the circumstances are. Have you accepted Jesus Christ in your life? And you're at the donut shop or I'm at a bar or whatever, and you're like, ugh.
Atheists don't walk around saying, excuse me, have you embraced reason?
No, they're perfectly fine with you burning in hell. They don't care. Right. I did a set one time. I had some atheism remark or something just offhandly. This person walked up to me and said, listen, I heard your set, and I just want you to know that Jesus loves you.
Oh, thank you.
And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Good to know.
Right.
Noted.
Did he hear my set?
What did Jesus say to my set? I didn't hear him laughing. He didn't like it. And the other thing that's scary is that somebody buys into all that mumbo jumbo bullshit and they have a gun in authority. It's creepy to me.
Right.
Does that make me an asshole?
So last week, the ACLU finally filed suit, official lawsuit, on behalf of this woman who said that this trooper was violating her.
Oh, God.
Well, she's right.
Yeah, I know.
First Amendment rights.
But I can't believe it's happening again. The guy was sued once.
And according to the Indiana Star, he has been fired.
Fuck you. Leave. Get out.
He was sued twice in the past 2 years for proselytizing.
Eat my dick.
He was a 14-year veteran. Which is sad. I mean, you know, he's probably got a wife and kids.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Pack up your knives. Go home.
Do your fucking job. Just do your job.
Yeah. Shut up about God.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Yes. These people who claim that they can't control their actions because like God is moving them to spread the Holy Spirit. Unless you're mentally fucking ill. The new spirit was so sticky. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Keep your religious squirtage to yourself. Honestly, nobody wants to hear it. Not even other people that pretend to believe in your shit.
So, it says that he was fired 2 days after the ACLU filed lawsuit.
Bye bye
against him. Meanwhile, I mean, she could still get damages. I mean, because they were
fuck yeah.
You know, it's already been done. She's already been offended.
Right.
Some people were saying, well, they should put him on, I was reading some of the comments, well, they should just put him on, desk duty then.
Why?
Well, right. And especially if...
Why should he get special treatment? Because
this is multiple instances. If you've been warned already and sued and cost taxpayer money to have to pay your bullshit, I'm sure he didn't pay that money.
So let me understand this. This guy fucks up, breaks the rules. Now he gets to work at a desk. Who knows if he likes that or not, or even prefers it. But now Indiana has to pay to have another state trooper out there because this dickhead is mentally ill about a sky god or whatever.
He's
so fucking stupid. Things, it shouldn't work like that.
So I saw a story. I don't know. I wonder if it's... I don't think I could find it now, but he was found for comment and basically just said, look, I'm a warrior for Christ. Which is a term that creeps the living shit out of me all the time when they use those terms.
Yeah, dude, a warrior for Christ? That's scary, dude.
So that's his excuse. Yeah. Hey, I'm a warrior for Christ.
Oh, okay, good. What about this? I'm a ninja for Satan. It's equal, right?
Right.
I'm Batman's hitman.
And I'm sure.
Equal myth.
I don't think they can. Most of the crowdfunding sites have stopped bullshittery like this from people like this from being able to crowdsource their assholery. But I'm sure somehow he'll be.
Oh, my God.
He'll end up preaching. He'll be the latest martyr to climb up on the cross and be able to display the Christian persecution.
People like Coach Dave.
I wonder if Todd Starnes is on
yes.
this. A preacher just said, handed, how are you injured if someone hands you a pamphlet?
Brian, what's his face? What's his name? Brian Fisher?
Yeah.
He can't wait to wrap his pink, white lips around the slong of this lunatic. With a gun, man. With a fucking gun. Someone is telling you to believe in God and they've got a gun on and they're a person of authority.
Authority.
It's so fucked up.
Respect my authority.
Yeah. I'm a big scary cop.
So I believe it was, this is from Indiana.
Fuck you.
From, I don't know if it's going to load or not, but from anyway, I don't think we need it. But yeah, he says, he's just a warrior for Jesus. And, they came out for the Lord Jesus Christ, he said.
Yay.
They didn't come out for me. This is, I guess people got together. He was, listen to this.
Okay.
Connersville, Indiana.
Fuck you.
2 days after he was fired for promoting his religious beliefs during traffic stops.
Okay.
Indiana State Police Trooper Brian Hamilton was preaching to dozens of people on a Connersville street corner.
Oh my God.
They came out for the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't come out for me, he said.
Is he like one of these guys that stands on the corner of 3rd and Vermont with a goddamn bullhorn?
There's a giant sign that says, heaven or hell, your eternity, your choice.
Okay.
He's standing in front of.
I'll take hell.
He said, so he hasn't been that way his whole career. He's a 14-year police veteran, but he says, quote, when I got saved 3 years ago.
Right.
When I got saved 3 years ago, he says, it changed my life. I know what you're all doing here for. Yeah, that's what I said. And I can't really comment on the allegations of the state police. And I was a former state trooper, but I always said after I got saved, I said I work for the state. But ultimately, I'm a soldier for Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. And what's that other person? You and Kim Davis.
Right, oh, right, right.
The same kind of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stop it. You sound nuts. Does this guy not have one friend who takes him aside and says, listen, I heard what you said in that press conference or you were quoted. I think you need some Prozac.
I feel bad for his family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, loses income and stuff like that because it's just an idiot.
His benefits.
And again, we didn't feel comfortable driving through Texas as two giant liberals.
Yeah. I mean, at least we were white.
Well, right.
We had that going for us. That's a big plus in the South.
The Indiana State Police Superintendent released a statement. He said, while all of us citizen and police officer enjoy the right to freedom of religion and freedom of speech, there are appropriate and proper restrictions placed on agents of the state related to their actions while engaged in their official duties.
Hello.
In other words, don't fucking preach to people that you've got as a, by definition, captive audience.
What if he was a Wiccan?
Well, right. Or a Muslim.
Oh, my God.
How would they feel if Trooper Muhammad was passing out, have you accepted Muhammad as your personal
Muslim extremism
prophet?
You know, we'd hear like that extremism all the time.
Oh, they'd lose their fucking minds.
Drudge Report would be on fire.
Right. They try to teach some of these places. They try to teach the history of the Middle East.
Oh, my God.
And they mention Islam. And the kid comes home with study words that have to do with Islam. And the West Virginia parents try to close the school down.
Because
they're preaching Islam to my kids. Right. I can't pray.
or you have, they're teaching Islam to these kids, and they, you know, they just use the word terrorism 3,000 times.
You're right.
And they're teaching all these little kids that it's Islamic extremism. They all want to kill us, blah, 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 blah. That's probably what's happening.
Terror.
Fear.
God, Indiana just surprises me sometimes how back fucking ass words.
But dude,
it really is.
What do you mean? You know, well, the fucking pollution just,
it
there.
It seems like it's nestled in the Midwest.
It's so gross.
It's, you know, got Chicago there. You think the air from Chicago would drift that way and they'd be a little bit more liberal?
Dude, there's no air getting through the air that's in Gary, Indiana. It's so polluted. It's so gross. Of course, they're all like wacko and simpletons and believing in some weird ass higher power.
One of the top comments over at the Indianapolis Star says the troopers should be able to pull people out of their cars and drag them to the nearest body of water and baptize them.
Oh, okay.
Anything less is an infringement on his deeply held religious beliefs. Well, right?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
At what point is it? At what point? That's a crazy, obviously hyperbolic statement. But the apologists, the Christianists, the theofascists are out there saying, he's just preaching to them. It ain't no harm.
God. I mean, people say that about religion, you know, you're like, this guy's not crazy about his religion. He's pretty low key about it, but still, like, you do believe in like something up there. I mean, I don't mean to be a dick, but that's kind of crazy.
They're screaming he's being fired for his religious beliefs, but he's not. He's being fired for trying to cram his religious beliefs into every hole of the people.
He's breaking the rules at his fucking job.
Right.
He's doing something that they told him not to do that he got sued over previously and he lost his fucking job. It's batshit.
One person says, awesome. No one should have to be questioned about their faith by someone acting with government authority, especially if they're carrying a gun. Yeah. And then the next comment to that is, you sound ignorant. This is hardly worth losing a job over.
Oh, fuck you.
Grow some balls, you soft-skinned degenerate.
Hey, dickhead, we'll grow some balls. I'm going to send the big gay army to come fuck you up. What do you think about that?
Right.
Fuck this. Fuck that guy.
Fortunately,
asshole.
That guy is, it looks like the commenters over at the Indy Star.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of,
evolved.
Bunch of libs there because they seem to be pouncing on that guy.
Oh, good. Pounce away, libs.
This person says, I hope a Muslim or Wiccan cop pulls him over sometime in his civilian life.
A Wiccan cop. They have broomsticks. That's what they ride on.
And this is the kind of shit that Ted Cruz and his panel of mullahs.
Well, they love.
Right, they would make it so he can do that.
Aren't people in Texas painting crosses on their goddamn patrol cars?
God, yeah. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I think I put it up. I was gonna save that one for Faceless Friday, but
Oh wait, you know the song you said, the Christian soldier. Have you ever heard this song?
Onward, Christian soldiers marching us to war,
yeah, with the cross of Jesus. It's very creepy.
This is Dibol, Texas, D-I-B-O-L-L.
Fuck you, hippie.
It's probably Dibol, Texas.
Eat my dick. It's something. Dibol.
So you know a lot of these sheriffs around the country have been deciding that they need to make sure that their police cars are emblazoned with our United States unconstitutional motto. In God We Trust, that the pants wetting ninnies of the 50s changed to, because of the Red Scare, we're going to keep away communism by changing our national fucking motto to In God We Trust.
Yes, that's a great idea. Let's go with that.
Right. And make sure God's on all the money.
Yeah. Yeah. How expensive must that have been?
And put it in the Pledge of Allegiance. God damn it.
All right.
So that all happened in the 50s. God We Trust.
That's
might
the
have 50s. Been on the money before that. Yeah.
They did that in the 50s.
57 was when the In God We Trust was made the national motto, and the right?
You know, it's funny. It makes me think of this.
And it was put into the ridiculous fascist Pledge of Allegiance, which is creepy as fuck.
Ed Greer, he's a comedian based here in L.A. He's been on TV and shit. He's very funny. He's got a great joke about traveling back in time and how black people don't want anything to do with a time machine.
Right. Like, why? Holy shit.
You're going to go back to the 50s? Right. I mean, really? Why would anybody want to go in a fucking time machine when you think about it?
I wouldn't even go sideways. You got to go way ahead.
I don't want to get in a wormhole, end up way in Alabama ahead. 1945. That's fun.
So in Dobble, Texas,
fuck you.
The sheriff there is not content, apparently, with the magic protection afforded the spell In God We Trust on their cars, okay, protecting them from the brown people shooting at them.
What are they going
to
do?
Apparently, they need to put on the patches, yes, that they wear. It's a star with a Texas symbol, you know.
Oh, God.
Police Dobble, Texas.
Fuck everyone.
So now at the stupid bottom, it says Matthew 5-9.
What is that? Thou shalt not wear blended fabrics, or I will throw a stone at your wife.
Blessed are the peacemakers, oh, for yeah, they will be called children of God.
Oh, my God, you lunatics.
This is, I mean, this, you know, In God We Trust, we've grudgingly accepted we need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But they keep saying, it's our motto, it's our motto, it's our motto. We can put it anywhere. You hate Jesus.
I don't hate do you hate Jesus? I don't hate Jesus.
I hate Jesus no more than I hate Voldemort or Harry Potter.
What about Darth Vader?
Their existence is all the same to me. Matthew 5-9 says, oh yeah, I already read it. So this guy, police chief Steve Baker.
Hello, Steve.
Theo-fascist twunt of Texas.
Hey.
Says, with everything that's going on in the world right now and the attacks on police officers.
Oh, my God.
You know there's officers being targeted and murdered throughout the states. When I started designing the patch, I wanted to kind of reference to what we do.
Were there more police shootings? Were there more police shot by perpetrators, quote unquote? Or were there more perpetrators shot by police this past year? I don't have the raw data in front of me.
And any police involved, anybody that's killed is horrible. Any policeman killed in the line of duty is horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy.
It's all horrible.
Needs to stop. But guess what? The numbers don't show that at all.
The facts.
The numbers have, in fact, it's gone down. Last year was, what, the second lowest in a long time of police injured or shot or killed on duty and stuff like that. So it just doesn't show. It should be zero. We'd all love it to be zero, but this war on police that Fox News is putting right up there next to the war on Christianity is just as equally fake, like a goddamn fucking unicorn balls.
Right. There's no unicorn balls in the war on police. It's like, if you consider the public saying we would like the police to not shoot us as much,
it's a hair less.
Just don't kill as many of us. That's a war.
How about none of us?
You're asking, please don't shoot us. We're that's a weird way to wage war on a group of people.
You're right.
It's odd.
So this is pretty funny. This is from the Friendly Atheist blog, in fact.
Oh, okay.
And he writes, well, and if you wanna show what it is you do, why not say serve and protect, or cops are good, or we're not the racist ones.
Yeah.
Write that shit on your patch.
Absolutely.
Why does it have to be a blatant nod to Christianity? And
I don't know.
So I think he's just going to go ahead and do it. I don't know where this is at. This is from a couple of weeks ago. I've tried to find more recent links to it. But all it's going to take is one person in that town or county who is a non-believer to call up the Freedom From Religion Foundation, right?
Yeah.
And then those evil baby eaters from Wisconsin come down and prod Jesus off the side of my arms. They were, you know, the comments, this one really was rough. It was really rough to go to the local, some of the local news about this bullshit. And a lot of the comments were like, you know, well, they're out there taking bullets for us from all the Negroes that are shooting at them, and all the brown ones, all the immigrants. Yeah. Then they need the protection of the Lord.
They're almost right. They're not, if they just replace the word taking with giving, It's spot on.
I mean, you know, there's obviously a place for police, and there's a place for good police, but they done got out of hand. The over the weekend, there was a story, go to our Facebook page, about a cop, another one, lion, caught lion. He arrested a guy said that the guy pulled a gun on him.
Yes.
And now they have surveillance footage from the gas station that shows it was just absolutely nothing.
Well, maybe he meant something different.
It was absolutely nothing of the case.
That's not what he meant.
This isn't the greatest story either, because the guy opened, first of all, he's big and brown. So,
okay.
You know, he's the cops onto him right away.
Right. Check.
He opens his door to his truck and the gun, quote, that he keeps in the door of his truck.
Oh, God.
It's Texas.
Fuck you.
Fell out.
Oh, perfect.
Fortunately, it didn't go off and shoot anybody.
Can we have less guns?
Gas station, by the way.
Oh,
fortunately,
wait.
It didn't shoot the gas.
Do anything
gas
flammable?
Pump.
Well, no, listen. I don't give a fuck. If you shoot in a gas tank, a gas pump, isn't it hard to get that?
Mythbusters proved that wrong.
It's
impossible
for you to get a bullet.
Right.
It's
almost impossible,
You can shoot people at a gas station. Don't worry about it.
So, but the guy dropped his gun, picked it up, and started to put it back. And the officer pulls his gun and is like, drop the weapon, drop the weapon, drop the weapon. The guy's like, I have a concealed carry permit. I have, drop the weapon,
God.
And then in his write-up, the man, he aimed his gun at me. And then they show there was absolutely no time the guy remotely lifted the gun up.
Right.
He was like, whoa, he put his hands up in the air right away. Put his hands up.
And he was allowed to have that gun, right? He had a kill. I mean, he fucked up. It fell
so
out
the cop
of his
fucking
truck.
lied in his report. Just fucking lied. Now, guess what? The cop was off duty. So this is my other question: is what?
Yeah.
How does that shit work? How do you get to be a cop 24/7? How do you get to be entrusted to be to take the rights away from fellow citizens 24/7? I think. You're done with your 8 hours.
Turn in your gun.
You hand in badge. You hand in gun. You hand in your fucking uniform. Or, you know, keep the uniform washing. Yeah.
You know, when I I worked at Starbucks, I couldn't take the espresso machine home with me and just make coffee for whoever. Somebody needs, oh my God, we need coffee right away. Is there a fucking barista in the house?
So I don't understand that.
Stupid.
I just don't get that where...
I'm important. That's what that is.
Why do they have to be... why do they have to have that ability 24/7? Take that away from them for 2/3 of the day. Maybe be more human.
And
they'll be forced to be regular citizens.
And again, we're talking about America. We're in the middle of America in Texas. Is that right?
Yeah, Texas.
Where's the crime? I mean, I know there's crime, but I mean, are there roving bands of evildoers falling out of the fucking sky with knives?
They're swimming across the Rio Grande and bales of marijuana.
Oh, look, here's my big brown cock. I'm going to impregnate your ugly, fat, white daughter. It's just not happening. Nobody's stealing your shit in your fucking shitty house that you bought at Best Buy. There's no home invasions. God damn it. Your children with your fucking pea shooters.
I've got one of the other headlines over at the Indianapolis Star as I'm closing it. Indianapolis pain doctor arrested for allegedly exchanging pills for sex.
Oh, yeah. Is that bad? Can you not do that?
Because if you're a doctor.
Listen, everybody, I feel like everyone is fucking up today. No, remember, you got to look at the rules when you have a job. You got to remember the rules.
Yes.
You can't let somebody fuck you for Vicodin. Is that true? I don't know. Is that against the law?
Well, not if you're a doctor. You can't. I think
it's kind of illegal if you're just a person. Well, like if you have a prescription.
Some people that's dating.
Oh yes.
Is it?
All right.
Isn't it? I've got this story. This is funny. I think this is actually true. I checked on this in a couple of different sources.
Verification.
This has to do with the guy who's going to be potentially, I mean, some Republicans want to be president of the United States.
Shit.
The orange skin Donald J. Trump.
No, fuck this.
Get this. His two of his three children, will not be able to vote for him in the primary.
Why?
They fucked up.
How so?
Because they're listed as independents, and they would have had to by last October, filed a change of party form to vote as Republicans.
You dingbats!
The older asshole, Don Jr., who looks quite fetching standing in front of a rhino that he killed in one of his
disgusting. You guys, we're fucking killing everything that makes this planet interesting. I don't know.
I just can't comprehend how that's cool.
We're gonna make it so there's just white people on this bitch.
I want to ask them, what does that make you feel?
Makes me hard.
What does that make you feel when you're killing that animal that's just not coming after you?
I feel good.
And you're a billionaire. You're not. You don't need that to eat.
I got more than you, stupid.
So disgusting.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is. I have so much money, I can fuck the planet at will and not care.
I'm treating the planet like a fleshlight.
So Eric and Ivanka.
Hello.
Neither of them are registered Republicans.
How the fuck
and
is...
And therefore won't be able to vote for their father.
How in the fuck?
New York primary.
Does Donald Trump look at his stupid, dumbass Trumpalo base and say, I need you to go out and vote. Go out and vote for me. My kids didn't vote because they're stupid.
Right.
You can figure it out.
Right.
But you're going to figure it out. Does his kids have jobs? Do they work?
They all work for him, don't they? They all run his company.
It's all bullshit. They could have gone and registered and figured this out. They just fucking didn't. They probably all have fucking assistants.
And again, here's another thing. There's, this white privilege bullshit. Why do they... this is where we need these commie pinko laws.
Oh, yes.
I'm all for... I like these worker owner enterprises, worker enterprises where they own the workers. They compete. It's a capitalist system, but owners, instead of being a big fat guy with his silicone tittied lip plumped wife sitting on the beach somewhere.
Yes.
Or a woman with her silicone cocked boy toy sitting on a beach somewhere to
his
be
silicone cock
equally as sexist
or
his Viagra cock.
Let me tell you something. If I find out somebody's got silicone shot into their dick, their nickname is silicone cock from here on out. Silly dick.
Instead of them owning it, the ownership is the workers.
Oh yes.
And we need laws that say, the top, the CEO, you still need people to make the top decisions and stuff,
right?
But the workers decide on that, and there's also a limit to the amount of money that they make,
right?
Like in Europe, it's 30 to 35 times.
That's a shit ton.
There's laws that say the minimum paid worker at a corporation, the CEO, can only make 30 to 35, whatever it is, times what the minimum worker makes. And that helps with the bullshit that's going on here where you've got corporations where they're saying, well, we can't raise the minimum wage. It's going to take away from our profits.
Dude,
and then Mr. Corporate CEO Dick Cheese is making $400 million a year.
I just did $20,000 times 35. Do you know what that is?
$600,000?
$700,000 fucking dollars. I mean, you can make it, you can live on less than that even.
Well, and that's just...
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Who needs $700,000?
And you could probably negotiate, bonuses for people and stuff. If the place is profitable,
you put it
back into the people. You give your employees really good benefits. You give them paid leave. We're getting paid leave in San Francisco. That's Eric fucking Bowling. Go on our Facebook page. That turd. I mean, there's just him and Trump and Keith Abloh. They're just all these quintessential white lunkhead twunts, and Eric Bowling on our Facebook was crying over the weekend, or at one point, or on Friday maybe, because the clip is on our Facebook. He said that, well, this in San Francisco, they've passed this Family Leave Act, which is going to guarantee 4 weeks of paid family leave to people.
How horrible.
In case they, have a kid, or their parent is ill, or their spouse is ill, or their child is ill, or whatever you need it for.
Yeah, how horrible.
And it guarantees your job is still there and your pay.
That
and it's not
so
even 100%
evil.
Pay. It's like the longer you're at a company, the higher your pay scale goes up. I think is the law.
Don't these Republicans,
for what you get if you take this time off.
Don't they want you to multiply and have kids and
he's
shit?
Losing his mind. He said, I can't believe the socialism that's
you
creeping into this country.
Yeah. It's creeping in, all right. You're going to enjoy it when the barricades go up and the tires start burning and the pitchforks come out, baby.
All right.
You better be on the right side of shit.
I don't understand the clutching to this bullshit of
people are assholes sometimes.
Right, right.
Know. Not everybody, but these guys.
And
definitely.
Desperately clutching to the trickle down bullshit. There was a meme, I think we might have shared it, but it said the Republicans are terrified of raising the wage to $15 an hour because it'll work and it will finally prove all of their economics wrong.
Right.
Like that's what they're worried about, saving face. And, you know, they're rich benefactors, of course.
But you know what's crazy? If there was a Republican out there who could come out and say, listen, we were wrong, let's raise it, I don't think people would say, oh, fuck that hypocrite.
No, the polls show that most people in the country want it raised. The majority, I think it's in the 60s. I might be wrong, but I think the 60-something percent of people are like, yeah, I think we should raise it.
You know, if you're a fucking, if you're a Republican lawmaker out there, maybe it's time to start thinking, like, what do your constituents actually need?
What's that? Is that it's an elephant.
Oh, yeah, Republican, right? Donald Trump's kid just shot him to death. That's why he's screaming.
Right.
I mean, what if they just started giving the people what they wanted? I know that's crazy, and that's fucking stupid.
But then the corporations won't make money.
Corporations are people.
Well, government is people. That's what. Why didn't anybody respond to Uncle Mittens with that? Big government is evil. Well, government is people. Yeah. You want big corporate to run the country.
But
we want us to run the country, not big corporations.
Yeah. I mean, my God, dude. The top executive and what is the law? Where do you have a law where you can't make 35 more than 35 times the lowest paid employee in your company? Is that in Sweden or something?
Yeah, Scando companies, sure. And France. And
it's still, if you're making $20,000, your lowest guy in the mailroom, that's still $700,000. I don't care what your lifestyle is like. That is fucking plenty. That's actually too much. $700,000. How are you going to spend that in 1 year? What are you buying that's so expensive? Maybe don't get 18 houses. Nicolas Cage.
Switzerland.
9.
They voted against 12. 1 to 12 pay rate.
What does that mean?
Only 12 times more.
I'll do that math.
They voted that one down. Well, that's $240,000 a year.
God, that's a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
If you're making too much, I mean, I'm not revealing anything about your income right now, but let's just say, for sake of argument, that you aren't making $240,000 a year right now. Okay?
Yes.
Would that change your lifestyle, do you think?
If you all of a sudden were making that? I can imagine that really well.
Yes. That's a shit ton of money. That's plenty of fucking money to live on. Here's an idea. Don't get a giant mansion. Live in a normal house. You know who does that? Roseanne Barr.
Oh, really?
She lives in a normal fucking house, and she gives a shit ton to charity.
There's a bunch of people that do that are like, I don't need a big, massive 80 room.
Who gives a fuck?
Ridiculous mansion. I've never understood that one at all.
But if you don't have a car elevator,
I think that's insecurity.
Yeah, how are you going to get to your car?
I think it's insecure.
Oh yeah,
I'd rather have a nice place with a view. I could have a small place with a good view, and I'm happy.
Yeah,
I don't need a big giant mansion. In fact, most people, I've known some people that have dough and then have big houses, and they always have rooms that nobody goes in. Nobody fucking uses.
What a waste.
This is the library. Wait, who sits in here?
Oh yeah.
this is the third den. Who sits?
That's the best thing. MTV Cribs. I always loved that when they would go to the celebs libraries and they would all the fucking celebs would always brag.
Blow the dust off of them.
They always say, well, you know, here are all my books. I haven't read any of them, but I know, you know, and they're like bragging about how fucking dumb they are.
Look at me. I'm smart.
Oh God. This is gross.
So gross. I've got, let's see if I can get to, We didn't get to, we didn't have a show on Friday.
Oh, shit. Crab diving day off.
But Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Our friend.
This is the sorry
from the Blaze.
State of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Now, I don't know if we had talked about this at all, but there was one ridiculous exchange that Glenn Beck had.
Okay.
Where he was talking with a right-wing advocate.
Okay.
Some activist named Samuel Rodriguez, I guess.
Wee wee.
And he said that America is unknowingly engaging in the worship of Baal, B-A-A-L, which...
What is that?
Well, it's...
Baal.
Baal.
Ooh, I love Baal. What is that? It sounds cool. Me love Baal.
It's an ancient god.
Oh, yes.
I think it's from the Old Testament. And I think it was one of God's competitors.
Oh, really?
I think it was Pepsi to God's Coke.
Okay. Is it the shitty God? Is this Baal
better? Yahweh's Coke.
Oh, right.
We should give him his real
name. Is Baal like the off-brand? Is Baal like Hyundai to Toyota?
Yeah. I don't know. So he was talking about the country now is going... It's going, you know, the country is going tits up. If we don't elect Ted Cruz,
right,
we're fucked. Ted Cruz is the king, one of the kings that's going to anoint the balls of all Christians, mm-hmm. and they're going to ascend
all
into
the
heaven.
Bullshit.
So Glenn was rightfully over the few days last week. Just mocked over the internet. We didn't get to the story, but it was him saying, it's Baal. America's worshiping Baal.
Oh, yeah, they love balls.
I might be able to play the actual Baal clip.
Oh. Baal clip.
This is talking about persecution.
Oh, okay.
Like that poor trooper is experiencing.
The war on Christians.
He can't proselytize to people. He pulls over. How could anybody? I just don't understand how anybody
why would you
could
want
justify
to do
that in their minds and think it's okay.
I mean, also, too, it's a mental illness on the part of the cop. You're going to make your work day longer because you want to tell somebody about your sky god shit.
I guess if you give him credit for...
Get a fucking life!
Give him credit for wanting to help people if he thinks that's helping.
You think Jesus cared enough about this stupid cop to die for his sins? Doubt it.
I think people think that I'm nuts. Some people do. And they think that, if you think this way, you just there's something wrong with you. But let me ask you this. Have you spent any time seriously considering, gosh, the time period we're entering in? I may have to make the same kind of choices that Bonhoeffer did, or, you know, and really, has that washed over?
Gosh.
It wasn't Bonhoeffer that
I don't know.
Is he that pastor to the Nazis that stood up to the Nazis? Wasn't he that guy?
He's second baseman for the Mets.
He was.
Were you?
But by the way, one, you're not crazy. Second, many of us, meaning many Christian leaders, have had conversations about there's a great probability that even our lifetime, not just our children or children's children, in our lifetime, that we may have to be imprisoned and suffer great persecution, prosecution, as a result of our commitment to biblical truth, to Jesus, to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are there, my friend. That's not hyperbole. I mean, the writing is on the wall. The proverbial writing is on the wall. Elections matter. Political leaders matter. someone would argue.
It's not even political leaders. Now we have the Supreme Court in play. Changes that.
In this election.
I'm skipping forward.
You used to have to sacrifice your children. You were promoted. It was got bail and Moloch.
On the altar of bail.
And you know, it's so funny. If people would just look up Baal and Moloch from the scriptures, we are worshiping them right now. We just don't know it, just in a different way. You used to have to sacrifice your children. You were promoted. It was promoted to have sexual intercourse. And if you got pregnant, you brought the baby to the altar and you killed the baby. I mean, it's the same thing. It was worship, God of finance, God of war, and God.
So anyway, this is him. This is
what
Glenn.
What the fuck is he talking
this
about?
This is Glenn pretending he's not batshit crazy.
Is he saying that right now, and we are experiencing people getting impregnated by super beings and then having to shit out those babies, take them to an altar, cut them in half? That's happening? Where?
So Right Wing Watch was kind enough to get that clip, and all over the internet he was just shredded, pilloried.
Oh no!
Rightfully so for his the bullshit.
Gosh!
Like, we're worshiping Baal and Moloch. Look up Baal and Moloch.
I like when he's winding up to like launch into this fucking just insanity. He says he starts with, "Gosh, oh gosh!"
Right. People think I'm crazy.
Gosh.
He says.
Jeez.
People think I'm crazy.
Little old me, I'm crazy.
I guess in the same interview,
fucking stupid.
In the same interview, he almost kind of hinted that George Soros may want to kill him.
All right. Oh, okay.
He may be on George Soros' hit list. He said something to the effect of, if anything happens to me. You know,
George Soros has a to-do list, and somewhere on there is take out Glenn Beck.
So
really?
Glenn had enough.
Fuck you.
Of everyone shitting on him for his Baal and Moloch.
Everyone.
And I always pronounced it Baal. But he's had it. He's fed up.
He can't take
it. Here is him a couple of days later defending himself.
Yes.
And this makes him even crazier. Listen to this, what he has to say.
UNESCO.
Oh, by the way, I apologize. He's now sitting in the... that previous clip was from that other dude's show.
Okay.
Now he's safely back in
the
Oval Office.
The Star Trek
the
Enterprise.
The bridge of the Star Trek batshit.
Yeah, what's he wearing? Batshit. What is he wearing?
Casual Glenn sitting on the sofa in the West Wing. In the Oval Office replica that he has. He's got a purple, I guess a maroon sweater.
Cranberry.
On. Cranberry.
No. He looks good in cranberry. He looks like a big
cranberry
fucking
button down sweater with
it looks like Grape Ape.
Plaid shirt.
You remember Grape Ape?
I do. It looks like
was Grape Ape Hanna-Barbera? Was that like with
Hey Boo Boo? What's up, Grape Ape?
Were they in that kind of clique?
Hey,
or
boo, boo, boy.
Yeah.
The World Heritage Foundation, they took the two arches from the Temple of Baal, got them out. We were about to put one in Trafalgar Square in London and the other in Times Square.
That's it, though.
We are taking the entrance of the Temple of Baal and putting one in...
During World Heritage Week.
God, these people
one of
are
the arches that the Islamic state was threatening to blow up or possibly did blow up.
Fuck
is going,
off.
Was recreated.
Oh, okay.
Replicas.
You opened a wormhole.
In December.
Oh, shit.
They were replicas of the arch of the 2,000-year-old Temple of Baal. Baal.
I am the keymaster.
Among the last remaining parts of the ancient Palmyra Syria structure destroyed by the Islamic State. Oh, so this one's still up.
Oh,
and
yes.
they put up replicas in Times Square and in London's Trafalgar Square as a symbol.
Oh, no.
He is saying, oh, look, we're setting up the portal to open the gates of hell.
Make it like a high.
For the demons to come pouring out.
Make a hiney ho. Summon Baal!
Times Square and one in Trafalgar Square.
Why would we do that?
We're doing that to promote World Heritage Week. movies. So it, in some ways, it's a neat thing that you can see this.
The Pat and Stu are losing their minds. What? Why are we doing that?
Is this what happens when you give a couple of ignorant fucking white dudes a television show? They're talking about like, what? I mean, really?
Crabdiving.com.
Did they lose their fucking minds at when it's Halloween? You're like, you're putting up a picture of the devil on the door to your own house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's beyond that. But
he's a Mormon. He wears the magic underwear. He believes in a bunch of other mumbo jumbo bullshit. Hey, why not embrace the fucking wormhole of
Baal?
Old
ancient thing. But it was the temple of Baal. I don't think we should be promoting. No, that's not a good idea.
Putting it up exactly 13 days before.
What are you afraid of?
He's afraid of Baal.
If Baal doesn't exist, if your friend in the sky is the only one up there throwing lightning bolts down, why do you give a fuck? Oh, he's saying his God, Yahweh, is going to get all pissy and jealous and start lightning bolting us for daring to put up the Temple of Baal.
What kind of fucking abusive relationship is that, then?
Right.
You're like, I don't want to play the movie too loud. I'll upset my husband. I'll wake up and get all punchy.
Baal's biggest day of the year. May 1st is the big day, and it's going
May 1st!
Up. May 1st is the big day.
May Day.
And it's going, going up April 19th.
I was wondering if the big day was May 1st.
Think of that.
April 19th
is also...
No.
Wait.
The temple shit, I guess, is going to go up. It hasn't gone up yet. The temple shit is going to go up in a few days. So, it's not... They're saying it's... May Day is going to happen while it's up. They're not saying it's going up on that day. It just is going to happen to be. But they're saying, oh, of course.
Fuck you.
Obviously.
Oh, my God.
Holy day, and that's when it's going up.
Wow, jeez. That's something.
What's Satanic Holy Day?
April 19th. So
then it's why would we do that?
What?
I mean, okay, you're going to put it up.
It's creepy.
Why would you put it up on the high holy day?
They're not. It's I guess some fake high holy day is going to happen to occur it's up.
Yeah, what news story are they ignoring right now? And they're covering this shit. I mean, they're worried about the... I'm trying to understand this. So Baal is mentioned in the Bible, right?
Yeah, I guess it's one of the other gods that it was a Syrian.
So did Baal really exist, and did God beat the fuck out of Baal until it was dead, well, and now God's in charge? Or is
no, there
Baal
are no others.
But always then, bullshit.
Again, why does that first commandment say you shan't have no other gods before me? That doesn't say there are no other gods.
That's true.
It says thou shalt not worship them before
me. So what they're doing by putting these Baal wormholes up in Trafalgar Square in New York, they're worshiping Baal. And Jesus is going to get mad and squirt out a whole bunch of AIDS all over the place. I don't know what he's going to do.
You're going to put it up.
It's creepy.
Why would you put it up on the high holy day of Satan?
Pay respect.
Good.
Golly.
I mean this sincerely. Good God Almighty, what are we doing?
Creepy.
It's really creepy.
This is creepy. This grown men sitting talking about being terrified of putting a fake rock sculpture, a fake architectural ancient. It's not even the real thing. It's a replica.
You know, it seems like there should be a campaign out there. Atheists should do this, and they should suggest to these believers that maybe what they're believing in is total horseshit. And to satisfy this weird, like, fascination you have with the with whatever this is, the pageantry of religion, just play Dungeons and Dragons or play a video game. That'll give you the same kind of bullshit. I mean, it's totally, you get to participate in a world that's totally fucking fake, but it seems real.
Making fun of me on.
Right.
I mean, if you want to pay attention at all, what are you doing? I mean, we are slapping God in the face over and over and over again. And our press is making fun of this country was established through the might and the power of the Almighty God.
He's losing his fucking mind.
Fucking God. He's got that cranberry.
And I'm sorry if that's politically incorrect, but read our own documents. Read the words of our founders. They were led here by God. They established this country by God. Our founding documents are all about God. Our rights do not belong to us. We borrow them. He gives them to us to protect. And what are we doing in our darkest hour? We are erecting in Times Square, America's crossroads. We are erecting the Temple of Baal on Satan's high holy days, and nobody seems to care, and the press is silent, and that's something that conservative organizations care to mock me about. Oh, we are toast.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Glenn Beck. That is amazing. Oh,
an amazing ad lib there from Glenn Beck.
We are toast. Oh,
we are toast.
Give him an Oscar or something. Give him a little Jesus award.
Glenn Beck, we are toast. Conservatives are mocking me. The press isn't covering the fact that we're putting up the magic portal to Baal's balls.
I mean, what if there's a big pillar of smoke from the sky and a portal opens up, the sky rips open, and some big giant scary fire-breathing, laser-blasting god motherfucker type pops out.
That's when I'll believe.
Yeah. What does Baal look like? What, Baal, whatever the fuck he is. What does he look like? Darth Vader? The big...
No, I think he's like a warrior.
Baal!
Like a Syrian warrior god of some sort.
Syrian.
We've only got a few minutes left here. I want to get one more clip out. Thanks for joining us here, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow.
We be back.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, you can always download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher. Leave a nice review.
Baal is a big worm god with titties, and he's nursing someone in this picture. Really? I'm not kidding you. Look at that. I mean, I know you got it. No, fuck it. You got a story, but yeah, look up Baal. It's really fucked up. That's got to be the image for today.
We've been following the story of the assholery coming out of North Carolina, where they've decided to protect children in bathrooms.
Eat my dick.
From the evil roving transsexuals.
Are we all this dumb? Really? Are we this dumb?
Well, you got to hear this one.
Jesus Christ.
This clip
is
a true classic.
Hey, boy.
Someone we've heard here before.
Fuck you.
Quite frequently on Crab Diving, you'll recognize the mellifluous tones pretty quickly of the famous representative, if I can get this thing to load, from Texas.
Fuck you.
Mr. None other than Louis Gohmert.
Oh, God damn this guy.
Talking about what's been going on.
When it comes to this current legislation, where in most of the world, in most of the religions, the major religions, you have men and you have women. And there are some abnormalities, but for heaven's sake, I mean, I was as good a kid as you could have growing up. I never drank alcohol till I was legal. I never used an illegal drug. But I'm
now, don't go. I don't want any confessions here now, Louis. Just keep it.
But in the seventh grade, if the law had been that all I had to do was say I'm a girl and I got to go in the girls' restroom, I don't know if I could have withstood that temptation.
I couldn't have withstood that temptation if I would have just said, hey, today I'm a girl. I'm going to go in and watch them tinkle.
Okay. This guy's a lawmaker, and this is the mentality we're dealing with.
Right.
My God, it is hopeless. It is fucking
It's the blame the victim again. It's the men saying it's everyone else's fault that I am a horny raping pervert.
And you're stupid. Louis Gohmert is such a fucking idiot to say that.
I can't say if I was seventh grade that I couldn't have said, I'm a girl, just walked in there. I wouldn't have been able to withstand that temptation, right?
Nothing he said made any sense. Nothing. Not one bit of what he said was rooted in
but
any
this
part
is what
of
they
fucking
all
reality.
Think. That's what they all think.
Got to go in the girls' restroom. I don't know if I could have withstood that temptation just to get educated back in those days. But there is a reason adults are in charge. We're supposed to act like adults. And it's just phenomenal. I've met one of the founders of PayPal, and I saw what you had said about businesses suffering or corporate world suffering from Stockholm.
You know, PayPal has said they were going to expand and buy property in North Carolina, and they've now said they will not.
Oh,
so that's
why
he's pissed about PayPal.
Holden syndrome. Perhaps that's it. But to be telling states that you have to let boys into little girls' restrooms or we're pulling our business is just the height of lunacy.
It's not the height of anything, you fucking idiot. It's you're not saying anything that's real.
Well,
or that
you're the height
sense.
Of lunacy, right?
He really, don't you imagine this guy in his office just running around throwing shit on the wall?
Yeah.
He sounds nuts.
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
Crab Diving Monday. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back, as I said, Monday through Friday. We are here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. On the Eastern Coast.
Fuck you.
Spread the crabs. Go to our Facebook page. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Follow all of our social media. Don't forget, if you're going to buy something, buy it through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste. Helps us out here. Doesn't cost you nothing.
Can Bale come through our portal?
Everybody can come through our portal.
Thumb and Bale.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. Or follow his website, RatedRComedy.com. Wait it out.
follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLeExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Stay out of the men's bathrooms, you perverts.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @CrabDiving.